Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide, featuring your distinguished host and certified financial planner, Bart Zandbergen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Letitia Burbaum. Thank you, Paul, for queuing us up.
As always.
All right. Thanks for tuning
in. I didn't know you were waiting for my response here.
Okay. thanks for tuning into the Zandbergen Report, Wealth Strategies and Investment Wisdom. And I'm so excited to have Sue Parks here in our studio. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So a little bit about Sue, and then I'll go into a little bit about why we're here today. And she's an amazing woman, by the way. I just wanted to point that out. And she is the president of the Orange County United Way and currently. And she's had a phenomenal past and some amazing awards and accolades behind her to make her this just amazing person in our community and really being able to give back. Just to name a couple, Orange County Business Journal has named her Woman of the Year, and the Pioneering Award from local chapters of the National Association of Women Business Organization. And we call that around here, and we know that as NABO, but just saying it exactly what it is. And some other really other amazing organizations, Girl Scouts Leadership recipient, also Orange County 2018 is top 100 influencers. And there's additional things that you are also known for, and I know that we're going to talk about it here, but also you have a certificate of special congressional recognition for your work with United to End Homelessness and Homeless Initiative. So I know that we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we talk about United Way, but welcome.
Again, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. It's really nice to be with you, Letitia.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you want to share a little bit about United Way as a big organization, and then we can kind of dive into locally Orange County?
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's wonderful for me to have this opportunity to kind of share what's going on with today's United Way, because sometimes people, we've been around a long time, right? And so sometimes people really know our name, but they don't really know what we do. And just as a form of clarification, every United Way is its separate own 501c3. So we're all separate nonprofit entities. I work for a local board of directors, volunteer board, and who care deeply about this county just like I do. And so every United Way has that different character because they're all led by a local board, and they're all focused on what the most important human needs are in their community. And those aren't all the same across the country, which is why the United Way is so special. But the great thing about it is we are a network, and so we can share best practices. We can help companies who want to bring purpose to employees around the world. We can help make that a reality in a very easy, fluid way for the companies because we are a national network. So we're local, but we have the power of being global.
Yeah, that's amazing. My first encounter of United Way was when I was a child, and I was sharing with you, or like maybe my first job. And I was, you know, they're saying, hey, give and give to United Way. And that was the organization that that company gave to. And so, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of direction. Like, hey, here's your form, here's your pledge, fill it out, give how much, and pick the charities you want, and then off you went. I never really understood where the funds were going or a whole lot about United Way, but I know there's a lot has changed over the years. Maybe you can talk to us a little bit about how it's changed or how it's evolved, and how Orange County specifically, some of the different, is it like that now? I mean, I know that they still have involvement at your employers, but how has that changed?
Well, many of us, myself included, had grown up in my corporate life where United Way was an important part of the corporate fabric of our company ethos. Mm-hmm. And we do work with 350 companies here in Orange County, but it's different than the old days. I think there had been this impression that maybe you felt a little pressured to give.
Yeah.
And we don't want anybody ever to feel pressured, right? And so we want people to give and help our community because they love the community and they believe in the work that we're doing. So that definitely has changed through the years. And I think it's partly because at the very beginning of time, when people started giving, the internet wasn't here and it was not everything done online. And so you got a paper pledge, right? And the wonderful thing about the United Way is it realized that all these people really, it might have been that first $5 that you gave, but for many of us, it was the first time we ever felt we could give through that paycheck. And it's such a great feeling, and it still continues to be a great feeling through this to this day. What we ensure now, or hope we do and want to do more of, is really tie where the money's going so people know the investment counts and what difference it's making in the community. How I got involved here locally is a long time ago, in 2001, 2002, I had been giving to my company at the time, and I had somebody from the United Way had tracked me down. I have no idea how. So it was well before everybody knew each other's cell phones or email addresses. And anyway, asked if I would help to consider starting a women's giving circle here in Orange County. That didn't exist. And at the time, there weren't very, I didn't know of any other, or could find any other women's giving circle in the community. Mm-hmm. And there have been a couple have been started by United Ways in Baltimore and someplace, it might have been Charlotte. A couple places back east. So I talked to the women that started them, and they were talking about this amazing opportunity to get women more engaged in giving, because a lot of cases women weren't the ones being asked. And you know, our hearts really care about other people in the community. So to that end, I didn't know very many people in Orange County because my corporate career kept me on the road all the time.
Right.
But I said yes, and I said yes, and through that I learned more about all the amazing work that was going on then, even, and I feel like we've evolved so much from there. But I also met all these incredible people, who successful people who wanted to give back to the community. And some of my best friends to this day are those women that I got involved with so many years ago over a common purpose.
That's amazing. I love that. And you know, I feel like you hear that more and more, but now it's such a big organization, especially the women's portion of the organization, that people are really uniting together in all different industries to be able to give back locally here or in Orange County. Do you want to share with some of the local projects that we're working on?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll follow up on the women's thing because I am very excited about this. And for anybody out there wanting to learn more about this work, is you certainly can go on UnitedWayOC.org and click on our volunteer efforts, and you're going to learn about the women's efforts, and we have different ways for women to get involved. But one of the big things...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, one of the big things we do is an annual breakfast. That is an amazing event to come to. And next year, I already know that it's May 20th, so mark your calendars. It's phenomenal.
Love it.
But what we've been able to do through the gifts of the women and through donations at the breakfast is transform a school in Anaheim. And it is pretty darn extraordinary. Those children, who many parents, in most cases, they're single parent households working two or three jobs just trying to get by.
Yeah.
And they're bringing their children to this initial grade school, and we are supporting more just because of the success of the program. But we wrap around them. Just if you think about like a school in Irvine or Newport that might have a community or might have a foundation, they might have PTAs that the parents can volunteer all day long or do a lot more for their children through financial means besides the volunteering. There are schools out there the parents just can't. They don't have the resources. And so in this case, the women have wrapped around this initial school to use it as our pilot. It's Paul Revere. It's pretty darn amazing. And if you want to see the cutest video in the world, go on our website and see it. But these children were struggling to read at a third grade level. And if you can't read by the end of third grade, you can't learn. You have to know how to read by third grade. And so we beefed up their reading programs. All the children have Chromebooks, so they can learn in modern technology. We've helped with a financial literacy center for the parent if the parent's going to lose their home or can't worried about getting tires on their car. We can help them along the way so that child stays in school and learns. And because we have been now a constant presence that we're going to support them, the children are thriving. This one little girl the other day was sharing that she now reads at third grade. She's reading at a sixth grade level.
That's so
extraordinary
amazing.
At that school. And those children are going to go on to be very successful, I feel it. But that's one of the programs. That's one of the things that the women's group focuses on is education.
So just so I can understand this a little bit better, because you're referencing the school, you guys adopt just one school here, that's where you started, here in Orange County, and then you kind of added additional support in all different areas that they needed to be able to help and enhance, like you're saying, the reading and the education and the extra programs and library, all of those extra things into just one school and really trying to boost one school. Now, are you doing this because you have it in one school? Are you seeing measurable, like you're saying, from third grade to sixth grade? That's amazing. But are you being able to track and measure some of these impacts that you're doing based on the funding?
Yes, we are very much into the metrics and measuring everything we do. So I was giving you one example of a specific program where the women's efforts started. We call that an impact hub, where we put everything all together. And this has to be done in really close collaboration with the leadership of the school. And so we somewhat are experts in terms of working with the various schools around the county and understanding different needs, because we want to learn from them where their gaps are, what their students need, what the parents need. So we're not just saying, oh, here,
take this.
It's
a blanket statement,
right?
Yeah. It's
no,
customized.
We need to make sure we're hitting the needs of that particular school. So we have more schools like that. We've been blessed to have corporate partners like at Edwards Life Sciences that saw what we were doing in that school and has taken on helping us build the foundation for an impact hub of a school, Washington Elementary in Santa Ana. Eaton is starting a similar program. It is so exciting to see this continue evolve and grow.
So
but let me tell you, like, on education, and that's one of our four pillars.
Okay.
So without getting too wonky on all the things that we measure.
But just tell me the four pillars at the very least.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Their education, we start off in a strategic plan in 2014, which is called FACE 2024, and it's called that because it was a 10-year plan.
Okay.
With programs, like I just describing, in grade school, but then destination graduation in middle school, and inspiring students who have not had anyone in their family able to help them understand the purpose of a career or going to college and giving them a vision of what their life could be like. So we do destination graduation and get them excited and bring in and take them to companies or have speakers come in, just immerse them in what it's like in real life and being part of something maybe outside of what their norm is.
Yeah, something might not have exposure to.
Right. And then in high school, Youth Career Connections, which is infusing real life work experience in education. And so we actually have companies that are taking these rising seniors into internship programs, but not before they've gone through interviews and they've done resumes, and first-generation students that are getting inspired like crazy. All of that to be said, Letitia, in the 5 years, we were able to cut the high school dropout rate in half.
That gives me chills. That's amazing.
I know. And this is not just the work that the United Way does, but we're big believers in collaboration. Mm-hmm. And when somebody invests in us, they can be sure that we're looking at it holistically to drive to a measurement that's going to lead to an outcome that's going to be sustainable. And that's why I personally, as a business person, love the United Way. It's not... I love the chills, and my heart goes pitter-patter with all the good things that we're doing. But that the fact is...
It's still measurable.
It's measurable. Yeah. It's strategic. Yeah. It's making sure that it's not just one... not one view, but we bring together in some of these collaborations, there might be 60 partners from nonprofits to the schools themselves to a consultant if we need it. And we bring together who is needed, the companies that are partners, all together and run this ecosystem.
I love it.
It's really, really magical.
Yeah, it's so great because you're just seeing like this one pillar as education. You're seeing that you're starting from the very beginning in the elementary, and you're, like you're saying, you're flowing all the way through, and you're setting them up with, if they don't have exposure to it or if they do, additional experiences to set them up for success. That's so great. I love that. Share with me some of the other pillars that you guys are working on.
Well, one of the things that we are excited about is our work around financial stability.
Okay.
And so we have a measure. Everything we do is measured with an outside index, so they're not the Sue Parks measurements like, oh, look what we did, right?
Makes sense for accountability. Yeah, I love that.
So we have financial stability is a big area for families. Okay. And we had a goal to improve that by 25% in 10 years, and that was also achieved in 5 years.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
And is that just Orange County?
It is all just Orange County, all that's going on in Orange County. And so in that particular case, we know that certainly some things have happened in the market in terms of, you know, increased salaries and all that.
Yeah.
But also we do things like we leverage things like the Earned Income Tax Credit Program. So that is a way that we train 500 volunteers to help low-income people, most who are earning like $22,000 a year. Think about that, living in Orange County.
Wow.
But help get them get their tax refunds back because they have to be working to earn to
You help
get
with
that.
The filing as well, right?
We help with the filing, and we help them get that Earned Income Tax Credit back, which could be $3,000 to $5,000, which might be the difference of them getting out of debt and on their way to prosperity.
That's huge.
And that has a multiplier that's crazy because we maybe invest $700,000 in that a year of the – so if you were donating, and I know you are, so thank you.
Yeah.
That if you're investing in our work, we – pull back in the community $21 million.
Wow.
Getting these
That's
folks,
an amazing rate of return.
Amazing rate of return, right? Anybody would be proud of that.
Yeah.
And it's really wonderful. So there are other programs that we do. We have, again, financial literacy centers in schools because we don't want a child to leave school and we want to help their parents not become homeless.
Yeah.
Probably the best homeless prevention program for families out there is Spark Point OC, and we lead those. And so I talked about education pillar and the financial stability pillar, and we achieved those. So just so you know, again, we just didn't rest on our laurels. We upped those goals. So we're in 2.0 mode now.
I love it.
We're going to close the disparity rate of graduation rates between schools, the haves and have nots, quite frankly, in terms of we know what schools are graduating at 85%, where schools in more prosperous areas of Orange County are graduating like 98%. We want to close that gap, and I think the community wants to be partners with us. So if your education is your passion out there, please get involved with that. And on financial stability, we need to improve it another 25%. So we're all in.
So get back
that
in
going.
There.
We are back in. We are back in. And probably one of the things that most people ask me about, and maybe have read about, is our United 10 homelessness effort. That one has been really quite a journey, and there's so many things that I think have gone that we're moving in the right direction, but there's still so many of our homeless neighbors that are need help, and so we are all in on that issue, and I can talk more about that if you'd like.
Please do. I mean, I know personally I've helped raise, you know, contributions or funds just to be able to get simple packets together. And we're talking like socks and or bags or a flashlight, just little simple things that people don't even think about. And we would go and hand them out, right? And that was just, I mean, that was a whole orchestrated event. But that's just one thing that I experienced, and it was incredibly humbling. I mean, I don't know if you want to share some of the things that we're doing to make that impact.
Yes. So we have a huge ecosystem that we're leading around United 10 homelessness, and it started because we realized that the business community hadn't really been as engaged when we started, and we started looking at best practices. Another thing we do is look across the country who's doing something well, and we found, for example, Orlando, Florida, that had cut their street homelessness in half in 3 years.
Wow.
So we wanted to really understand what was going on there.
Yeah, what are they doing? That's great.
And one of the things that they have done is they've marshaled, garnered support from the private apartment community. Mm-hmm. And so we launched with one of our dear partners a pilot mm-hmm. called Welcome Home OC. So we actually got some funding from the County of Orange to put in a landlord incentive program. Because if I'm homeless and you're not,
yeah.
I want you to think I've been walking around on the street with a voucher. If I've gone through the assessment process and everybody mm-hmm. that is homeless that's getting help has been assessed. And again, most people who need help mm-hmm. have a disability, have mm-hmm. something, you know, that they're not going to be able to get back on their feet in a long-term scenario without help.
Okay.
So I'm walking around going door to door, but I don't have credit. I don't have money for first and last
right.
month deposit.
Absolutely.
And so
it's a huge hurdle.
A huge hurdle. So we're taking that away. So through our generous donors, we've been able to fund first and last month rent, that we've been able to put a damage mitigation fund. We have donors that have helped us with providing funds so every place has to be furnished mm-hmm. uniquely and based on the disability of perhaps that tenant, but also the size and configuration of that particular apartment, right?
Right.
So we've put this all together, and in some cases it's come from, like I said, the County of Orange. And just this last month, if I can tell you one amazing thing.
Please.
Yeah. So we were called by one of the housing authorities. There are four housing authorities here in Orange County.
Okay.
And they were like, Sue, we have 30 people who have been looking for a place to live for months, in some cases years.
Wow.
And we have to get 30 more families housed by the end of August to apply for up to 300 more vouchers for HUD, for
amazing.
Help 300 more families up to.
Yeah.
But we have to get these 30 housed, and we haven't been able to do it. So we went out to current donors, new donors. We went out.
You're up for the challenge.
And said, let's see if we can fund this program, because we didn't have money just sitting around to fill that gap.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, in 30 days, we had 73 people that came together and raised $500,000.
Amazing.
And then I've been getting chills because we have landlords, property owners that have come forward to say, we want to help. And so we're getting the people housed. And so person the other day that I was learning about, this is just, I don't know, this always just brings me it's sad, but there's a woman that has been living on the streets taking care of her disabled daughters for 12 years.
Wow.
Her disabled daughter, 12 years she's been living on the street. And through this program, she was just housed,
That's
her
amazing.
And her daughter.
That's amazing. What a gift.
Yeah. So there's things going on, small, large.
Yeah.
We'll help with diaper drives. We'll help put together the welcome home packages.
Yeah.
But in this case, we actually had generous donors that helped fund this program, so 30 more people are going to be able to live in a place they can call home.
That's amazing. And people just take that for granted. I mean, everyone's like, oh, they're, you know, you get so busy in your day to day, but this is a real struggle for people in our, and I just want to emphasize this is in our local community. People don't even realize how many people are homeless and are going without and don't realize where they're going to get their next meal and where they're going to go. And this is right here in Orange County. And I have a lot of I have a lot of people that I connect with every day that, you know, they might give money globally because there's maybe in their mind there's other issues. But I just really want to be able to draw attention to this amazing organization and all the things that you guys are specifically doing right here locally in Orange County, making an impact of your community and creating a change for the next generation. And these are the people who are going to be, their children will be around your children. And the reality is we're helping one another. Just why not, you know?
Exactly. They are neighbors. There is so much misinformation. So if somebody out there wants to know the facts, we did a cost study with UCI. Mm-hmm. We, again, just didn't ourselves. We commissioned UCI to do a definitive research study on the homelessness situation here in Orange County. And that, again, is on our website.
Okay.
So unitedwayoc.org. But to your point, it's over 70% of the people that are homeless are from Orange County that or lived here at least 10 years. that how they got homeless in the first place is they lost a job. They didn't have the resources to keep paying their rent, so they lost a place to live. And normally there was some other trigger factor in their life, which could have been, for a woman, domestic violence. It could have been an illness. It could have been the death of a spouse. Mm-hmm. Something spiraled out of control, and they didn't have a network to fall back on.
Yep.
And so it could happen to any of us.
Yeah.
And I'm working with a realtor right now that wants to help, and her brother is homeless. And she is, like, driven, because no matter what she's done, she's not been able to help him long term.
Yeah.
And everybody we're helping is we're helping along the way with the case management, the care, the caregiving through the amazing network of service providers out there. But I just really do want to help shake that myth.
Yeah.
There is the other side, that if any of us lived on the streets, you or I, Letitia, for any period of time, the constant stress would take a toll on us mentally. And who knows what we might go to for to escape, right?
So true.
And so there's a lot of reasons, but at the end of the day, it's a small portion of the amount of people living here in Orange County, and we need to help. And there are ways to help in a sustainable. So please get involved.
Yeah, and just so you know, like, my why is, my aunt was homeless here in Orange County, and she had a great job. And like you said, multiple triggers happened, lost her job and had turned older and had a midlife crisis and just didn't know what to do, and literally found herself on the streets. And I couldn't help her, and she didn't want my help. And so didn't know really how to help, but I got myself involved in local organizations to be able to realize that there was a need, and I can give back to an organization that that's able to help. And maybe you can share different ways to help, but I know I personally, I volunteer my time. I volunteer on one of your smaller boards and participate in that. And then I also give financially, and I encourage other people to as well. And it doesn't mean that I'm encouraging everyone just to give to United Way, but giving in general is such a huge, like, it's my way of saying thank you and giving back. And I know I'm making a change. So that's my personal why. But everyone has a story to get to them, to get where they are today. But maybe you can share where people can, how they can contribute or how they can volunteer here locally.
Yeah, well, what, and thank you for sharing that story. I mean, that's just, everybody, and like you said, we all have something going on in our lives, right? So we always talk about it in terms of time, talent, or treasure, right? And so some people can give all three. Some people, maybe at different points of time, you have more treasure than time, or more time than treasure. And we always love like talent, like you allowing us to have a chance to interface with you. It's wonderful. So thank you for sharing your talent and time with me today. I think the volunteering, there's opportunities in terms of the folks that have time. We have different opportunities through our partners, nonprofit partners. So again, they can go on our site and they can learn of different volunteer activities. Specifically for United Town Homelessness, we need positive people who really want to impact change and become housing champions. There's a plan to build 2,700 permanent supportive units around Orange County. Those would be apartments that come with case management to help people who need help. We need those built. And so people might be passionate about that, and we can help train them. And how do they become a positive voice? And they could go on united2endhomelessness.org and learn more about that. And more will be coming out. But just to let us know you're out there and you want to help is huge. And then they'll be specific. We did helped with the diaper drive last year, the welcome home packages, and all those different things that go on. And there's volunteer activities in all of the different work that we do. So we're happy to do that. And we can help you with other nonprofits, too. So it's easy for us to do and to share, because we work collaboratively in everything that we do. So that is one. Obviously, for donations, there is a donate button on our site, but we really want somebody to learn what we do and get involved. And so you can learn, again, on the site. You can come to one of our events. We always have different events going on where we're sharing what work we're doing. If you have a company and you want your employees to feel your passion and that there's purpose, and there was just a report the other day about how important purpose is to a company these days, and to the success of that companies and retaining and growing their workforce. Mm-hmm. We offer so many ways to help with social responsibility. The opportunity to get involved is endless in terms of how we partner with companies and make their social responsibility real and impactful for their organization. And then we have donor circles, like I said, the women's group. Mm-hmm. We have our major donors group for those people out there that want to collaborate with other people who care about the community and mm-hmm. do major legacy kind of building work. Mm-hmm. We'd love to partner with you and help people make that happen. There's such a great feeling to know that your money is going into something that's impactful, but something that's going to be sustained and something that's going to make a difference, not just now, but in the future.
It's so amazing. And we're out of time. I just want to, maybe if you have one real quick statement to say, your ultimate lesson learned to share with our audience as we are just getting ready to cut out here.
Well, from being from the corporate side of life and now running this wonderful organization in United Way Orange County, I just encourage everybody to wake up with purpose. Yeah. I can't think of any better way to get on, and whether you're in your corporate life or have the ability to volunteer or you're retired and want to give, reach out. Let us know how we can help bring more purpose. And by doing that, you're going to help people here in Orange County, the place that you live, work, and play, have a better life. I thank you for that.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Sue. I appreciate it. Such a pleasure.
Thank you, Letitia. It was so much fun. Thank you.
Tune in next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting bartzandbergen.podbean.com. The Zandbergen Report is also available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Interested in being a featured guest on our show or have a question you'd like to hear us answer? Email podcast@bartzandbergen.com. Bart A. Zandbergen, CFP, and Letitia Burbaum, AIF, are registered investment advisors with Optivest, Inc., and registered representatives with Gramercy Securities, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered by Optivest, Inc. under SEC registration.